episode 98 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and just get out there. My name is Laura, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Lindsay, Sandy, and Elizabeth. Kids are heading back to school, and it's time to start thinking about the next big break. What are you doing for the holidays? I know, believe it or not, it's not too early to start planning. Actually, a lot of popular places are already getting pretty full by now. So what are some options for people who don't have huge families or just want to take this time to get away from it all? This week, we break down the kinds of requests we're seeing and what you can expect in terms of cost, crowds, and weather. So let's get started.
All right.
Well, I think one of the most obvious ones for me is Disney World.
School break.
Yes, it is obvious. I think the biggest caution, which if you don't know, you may be surprised, but it is super busy. You're not the only person who thought going to Disney World was a good
idea. Going to Disney for the holiday, yeah.
And I get a lot of people who say, well, I know it's crowded, but this is when we have off. And that's exactly what the problem is. Everybody gets those same 2 weeks off. It hardly varies across the country. So. Yeah.
You couldn't pay me enough to do it again.
Yeah. Well,
I avoid that place like the plague.
You're looking at crowd levels on a 10, on a scale of 1 to 10. Uh-huh. They're like a 10.
Or an 11, really.
Yeah. You're looking
like 15 if you're trying to get out of the park. It takes like 4 hours to get from the castle to the gate.
Park's closed.
On the positive side, there are some really fun things that happen at Disney. At Christmas.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And some fun things you can enjoy even before that actual holiday week.
Yeah.
I think they're really good about starting their holiday celebrations early enough so that you can go in a little bit less busier time and still take advantage of all the decorations and the parties and kind of get your holiday fill.
Yeah, I surprised my husband 4 or 5 years ago now. I told him on a Thursday night I was taking them away for the weekend. And we flew to Disney on Friday and came back on Sunday.
Nice. Did you get to do anything?
Well, we went to the very Merry Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
And then we just did his favorites. It was the year after my dad had died, and I was just in this place of, what am I going to, at that point, kind of honest, he loved Disney. We'd been several times in our marriage, and I'd sworn off it, but I was kind of in this place of, if something happened to him today, what would I regret not doing for him? Mm-hmm. And it was taking him back to the place that he loved the most.
I wonder if my husband
we loved the very Merry Christmas party.
Yeah, it is great fun.
We love that, and that, I think although it may be really busy, that may be, even if people are in Florida or in the area, if they just want to do one thing, that's a way to kind of get in and have it not be as busy. And be really magical.
That's a good tip because it does, they limit the amount of tickets they sell. So mm-hmm. I know they do get crowded, and they sell more during, the peak time, but don't they stop?
They
stop
like about 4 or 5 days. It depends sort of on the season and when Christmas falls in the week, but they do stop. And so that's another thing. And it's because those days at Disney are just so crazy. And, and it's sort of like having the Christmas party anyway, although without the exclusivity of, limited number of tickets. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think if that is your break and that's the only time you can go, then just work with your travel agent to plan it really carefully. It's important to stay on site.
Yes.
Because
on property.
You could not get into the park.
They shut it down, and that's I've seen that several times. Mm-hmm. People being turned away, and it's not a happy, magical moment.
Yeah, but if you're on site, you can get in. It's closed to off-site guests usually.
Right. But get there early anyway because traffic will back up, and you don't want to be spending your time on a bus. You want to be at the park unless you're staying at one of the monorail resorts.
So something else to think about too is if the parks are overly crowded, it's the only time you have to go. there is so much going on at all of the resorts, with the gingerbread house and the carousel and the chocolate sculptures. And you could spend at least a good day or two walking, you know, touring all of the resorts and checking out all the decorations. And I've done that in the past myself and enjoying all the festive things that they do. So that might be a great use of time and maybe not a, as,
you know, another thing too, is I know Magic Kingdom is the one everyone wants to, and you know, the castle lights are phenomenal and make me cry every time, but Epcot is one of the best parks because when it's crowded, you can find nooks and crannies where it doesn't feel crowded, and you can always like kind of make your way to the back of one of the country pavilions and find little areas where there's not a lot of people hanging out. And they do some really great things with holidays around the world and the candlelight processional and stuff like that.
So, and it's also beautifully decorated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's gorgeous, yeah. Yeah.
Well, and might this be, and I'm tossing out this question to you guys because, you know, you've got a lot more experience than me, but might this be a good time for them to consider maybe a short Disney cruise and then a couple days at Disney? You know, where they could do the Christmas party, where they could tour around and, you know, just kind of have one day and you could have the flavor of both.
It's always a good day for a Disney cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
There's never a bad time for a Disney cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, one nice thing about a cruise ship, and this is true with a Disney cruise or any other cruise at Christmas, is there's only so many people that can go on the ship. They only have so many life jackets and lifeboats, and they have laws about that. Mm-hmm. So you really can't just cram people on a ship the way you can cram people into a park. So I do think that if you have the Disney, you know, you have the Disney desire, but you don't like the crowds, a Disney cruise is a great way to go.
Yeah.
And my family has cruised with other cruise lines over Christmas several times now. Every other year we take a trip over Christmas instead of, you know, every other year we're at home, and then every other year we go somewhere. And we love cruising because it's, I mean, you can get a traditional holiday meal that somebody else cooked and nobody has to do the dishes and it's delicious. And then, they usually have special activities, and Disney, tends to kick in the Christmas spirit earlier than that. So you yes. can actually attend Christmas festivities. I won't call them parties, but Christmas festivities earlier, starting in November with some sailings.
Yeah. I had clients who did like gingerbread houses yep, and yep. stuff like that.
I sailed in early December and the decorations were up and the yeah. gingerbread house was up and it was fantastic. It was kind of a wonderful little pre-holiday experience.
Yeah, we did the Make-A-Wish cruise that I talked about mm-hmm. on our last one and right before that. And it was already decorated for Christmas. Yep. And the ship is amazing. Yep. I mean, it's so beautiful.
They almost turn over right after their Halloween cruises. They turn right over to Christmas. There may be a week in there that's not
there
covered.
There is. It was yeah. the week like I the was week on. That you were
yeah. Sandy is such a lucky bug.
Yeah, so you did the Halloween yeah. cruise and I was on the next week.
Yeah. And the Halloween cruise is fun too. When we say holidays, we're sort of talking Thanksgiving and Christmas, but I'm a big Halloween fan and you can sail at Halloween and do that too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's a great suggestion. If you want a little bit of Disney magic, but you don't necessarily want to stand in line with 8 million of your closest friends, you can narrow that down to, you know, several thousand. And again, that's as crowded as a cruise ship will be in the middle of the summer too. I mean, that's yep. how crowded they get. And they handle those crowds all the time. It's really well managed. You will not feel like you're being cattle herded around, which you will. If you go to the Magic Kingdom and you don't feel like cattle at some point, you're a really amazing person.
You're oblivious.
You are oblivious. Yeah. Cause it is, yeah, a bunch of pushing and shoving. So,
well, and you know, I don't know how much longer they last, but you know, not specifically the Disney Cruise Line, but I know other cruise lines are offering cruise at Christmas specials. You know,
yes. That said, do be aware that those cruises are popular. So availability is sometimes, you may not be able to get exactly the cabin you want, especially if you've waited until now to book, which this is going to be on the air in September. That's actually pretty late for booking for Christmas. That doesn't mean there isn't availability. Just know that you may not have the best cabin. It may be only obstructive view balconies left or something.
And also know, depending on what part of the country you live in, you may be spending everything you save on air.
Yeah.
Unless you get very creative.
Yeah, that's another good thing to think about. Yes. And
holiday travel insurance.
Yep.
Because the holiday weather and holiday backups.
Yep.
And delays.
Yep.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Speaking of sailing, one of the things I've always wanted to do at Christmas time was to do a river cruise.
Yes. I know where you're going with this.
Elizabeth, you've been to the holiday markets, haven't you?
Oh, I sailed like a week too early for them. Oh. So they were like setting them all up. I could see what they would probably look like. And when we were in Cologne, that one was open, but we didn't get it closed. They close at like 8 o'clock at night, and I chose to eat on board, which I probably shouldn't have done.
Talk about what those are, because some people might not know what we're talking
about. And we've talked about them on previous episodes, so look up our river cruising episodes, and I think even Heidi has talked about it a little bit, but you definitely want to experience a Christmas market. It's basically an outdoor street fair. Completely Christmassy themed. They set up like wooden booths, if you will, almost like the booths at Epcot's Food and Wine Festival, if you're familiar with that. And they'll have everything from Glühwein, which is the, you know, mulled wine, and all sorts of foods, sausages, and I mean, it just smells like heaven, and pastries, every kind of indulgent treat. Yes. And craft markets, exactly. So it's basically like everything that you would associate with Christmas. The one in Cologne actually had an ice rink in the middle of it.
That's my Christmas wish.
There's really nothing more magical than you know, experiencing a Christmas market in one of these fairy tale cities or towns, you know, especially in Germany, but also in France, along the Rhine. But even in Germany, all the way in Germany, there's some cities, you know, not just on the rivers, some cities that really go all out for Rothenburg actually comes to mind as well. And I apologize if my German pronunciations are terrible. But, it is certainly a must-do. Yes, it's cold. You know, Florida is much warmer. The Caribbean is much warmer. I will give you that. But pack a few layers and do it. And I'm not even that much of a Christmas person. And I just, wonderful.
Yeah. For me, it's not the holidays unless there is cold. And even where I live, it's really hard because there's no snow here ever on Christmas. There's no white Christmas. I have to spray the window white.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And pretend. So I think that's a lot of people, for people who are maybe drawn to that, those traditional, the storybook picturesque scenery of old year holidays. This is a perfect thing.
Yeah, the training I was at last week, the rep from Viking River Cruises was there, and she showed us a video. It's like you'd step back in time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's all I can tell you. It's like it's snowing and people are eating these warm fancy donuts and drinking this warm wine, and there's all these beautiful Christmas ornaments, and you just think, you know, it was like reminiscent of like the Polar Express and Scrooge all at once or something.
With a little bit of the Grinch thrown in, the Whoville singers. I totally agree.
So whenever you talk about that, though, river cruising is not something you would typically do with children.
Children, right? Exactly, yeah.
So that's kind of more of an adult thing.
And I think it's great if you are in a position where your kids live very far away, or, you know, maybe your children are spending a holiday with those other in-laws instead of you.
Well, maybe your children are grown.
Or they're grown, yeah, exactly.
Or and maybe your children are jerks.
And incidentally, you know, this is a good thing to do as, you know, if your kids are in college, they're going to come home for Christmas break anyway. So that might be a good way to sort of get another family trip in with them. Because I think we often talk about how that last summer before the kids go off to college is sort of that last family vacation, but it doesn't have to be. You know, you could turn your Christmas break into a Christmas vacation as well, and you can take them to places, and this is a great segue, not only river cruises and other traditionally adult-type destinations, but also adult-only destinations like all-inclusives.
Yes. Another thing, I feel like we keep saying this, but for all-inclusives, book early. Because And don't expect
cheap.
Yeah, don't expect Groupon prices because they are not going to be happening that week. Nope. However, you're going to be in someplace really warm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and everything's paid for.
Yeah, exactly. Your whole trip is done and you can do whatever you want.
And be aware, too, that some all-inclusives will have different payment rules for the holiday season. I have a client going to Beaches, Turks, and Caicos, and it's not even Christmas week. It's the week before Christmas week. And they're in a butler level category, and they had to pay for it by September 1st. So that's much earlier than you normally have to pay for your sandals vacation. And at that point, penalties start as well, because they don't want you holding that butler level category and then going, oh, we've changed our minds. We don't want to
go. I've had issues with the insurance that the travel protection that the vendor offers. Sometimes they change that up too during the holidays, and they don't offer the same kind of thing. So, but it's because they're busy, and that's a very popular time to go.
Yes, and winter weather. That's, winter weather is always a big risk.
Depending on where you're coming from. It's like we said before, we're in North Carolina. I do not want a connection that goes through New York to go down to the Caribbean. It's like you don't want to go north to go south.
You want to try to avoid going north at all, unless that's where you're actually destined.
Yeah, right?
it's just too risky. And for all that is holy, do not go through Chicago O'Hare. In general, that's just a no anyway, but they just have all sorts of weather issues, between the wind and the snow and everything else. So just don't do it if you can avoid it at all.
Chicago or Milwaukee or really anywhere in the Midwest in the wintertime is not a good, place to change flights.
Not Pittsburgh either.
Does Pittsburgh have anymore?
I don't know. Is Milwaukee?
I have been on the positive end of that before. When I lived near Chicago and the airports got shut down multiple times, I got to extend my vacation.
Yes. Well,
so that's always nice to be stranded elsewhere.
Yes. And I encourage you to look positively on that, because it could very well happen. So
that's good if you haven't blown your whole vacation budget, I guess.
but back to all-inclusives, it can be a great way for the whole family. And we talked about, we segued with all, adult only, but there's lots of family-friendly all-inclusives where you can take the whole family and have everything be taken care of for you. It's very similar to on a cruise ship, and all your eggnog and everything is already paid for, and you can relax by the pool and talk to Santa Claus.
And your children's activities are taken care of too. Mm-hmm. So.
And they will, even in the Caribbean, they'll theme everything for Christmas. So
they celebrate Christmas down there.
And all the holidays. But, they'll put up the decorate. If you're thinking, well, I'll miss the holly and all that. No, they'll find it.
Yeah. It might be a palm tree with
lights on it. Yeah. So, but yeah.
What if there are folks who want the cold during Christmas? Who want to travel someplace that is cold?
You just totally described my kids. They are really pushing Pittsburgh this Christmas.
Other than Pittsburgh.
Well, I got to say that we went one time for Thanksgiving, and that was so much fun because we had ice skating outside downtown, and, there's some really... But, I think the city for me, that when I think of the quintessential cold, it's New York.
Yes.
And at Christmas. So magical.
Yeah, I was going to say New York City with the lights and the trees big tree.
Ice skating at Rockefeller Center.
And the window shop. The window shopping, the windows decorated at Macy's.
The Rockettes Christmas show.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. It's very Christmassy. And if you're really lucky to get snow that doesn't shut the city down, it's beautiful. I got to see snow in Central Park for the first time a couple of years ago. It was in January. It's really amazingly beautiful. It really is. It just changes the whole landscape, and definitely worth seeing. Just pack your boots, and if you're ready for some cold weather.
Cold, but
it's great. And you won't run out. It's New York City. You won't run out of anything to do, or really for that matter, anything to keep you warm. There's tons of booze.
And pop shopping, into a shop,
any indoor, lots of indoor activities as well, and things like Top of the Rock or the Empire State Building. Go climb up to a tall building and look out over this beautiful city.
My son took his school trip with the band in eighth grade. They left on his birthday, which is in mid December, and they went up to New York. And I was so excited for him because I knew that he was going to see all that stuff, and he loved it. He got his picture with the Rockettes. That's what he blew most of his money on, was buying that picture.
Well, and mentioning the bus, that may be a good time to talk about. This may be a fun time to try like an Amtrak family vacation to New York City.
That's exactly what I was about to say, Laura. Great lines.
and even to drop back a few weeks. And, although it may be too late now, but at some point to consider going around Thanksgiving, doing the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. And, the tree's already lit up then. The city's beginning to decorate, and to kind of doing it your what was going to be your during that couple weeks to just doing a little bit early.
I think the tree lighting ceremony is usually the first weekend of December. It's that week after Thanksgiving. So if you go Thanksgiving through to the next, you can be. And incidentally, we sell packages that offer special yeah. viewing areas for those types of things. The Macy's Day Parade. The
Times Square New Year's Eve.
Yeah, Times Square New Year's yep. Eve. And then also the, if you're crazy enough to go there. And then also the Christmas tree lighting.
Yeah, but the nice thing about the package they sell is you are in a building across yes. the way from Times Square, and you get to see everything. You have a bathroom. You have a party with, like, open bar. I mean, that's yep. the way. Because I've done Times Square.
Not for the Thanksgiving you know, Day Parade, but for New Year's Eve.
No, New Year's Eve. Year's yeah, Eve. Yeah, New Year's Eve. I mean, I did when I was 19, and we were so far away from Times Square, but we found this one street where we could kind of see the ball drop. And, yeah, I mean, once you got your spot, you couldn't leave. So if you really want to do it in style, you could talk to us. We can make that happen.
Well, both of my grandparents and my parents grew up in New York City. Mm-hmm. So I'm one of those kids who, at 5 and 6 and 7 years old, saw the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and saw what was Bullwinkle and
yeah.
you know, coming down. And
Snoopy.
It's magical for kids. And you know, then went to see the Santa Claus at Macy's. And, you know, it's a magical time for kids to be there.
Yeah.
And something that's a little bit different than, you know, what you might do at another time.
Absolutely. And then you mentioned also, you know, cold weather things. I think it goes without saying, skiing is an incredibly popular Christmas time activity. And when I say incredibly popular, you know, we've talked about how availability, you know, you need to book your holiday travel by the summer because it's booking up. You might want to book your ski vacation a year out. Like this Christmas, book your yes. ski vacation for next Christmas, because if you really want your prime, you know, ski in, ski out resorts, and you really want your pick of the places, then you need to book early. Again, it's not to say that if you were to call us today and say you wanted to go, we couldn't find you anything, but you need to not be quite as picky yeah. when yeah. you call us, because it is. It's really difficult. It's going to be hard for us to find something in that particular resort that you want, or, you know, on that particular mountain. Yeah. You know, that's where it starts, especially if it's a primo location. As many places as there are to ski, and incidentally, that's true. If you're going to check the Alps off your skiing bucket list, same deal. You need to book that a year in advance. Just because you don't think a lot of Americans go doesn't mean that those resorts aren't full.
Yep.
So,
and we can't talk about Christmas-type destinations and not talk about Hawaii.
Yeah,
no, this is spoken like a West Coast person.
You've done... Elizabeth, you've done Hawaii at Christmas time.
Yep, I just did that. And I would do that every year if I could afford to do it. Which is the operative if in that. And you know what? I'll tell you, Hawaii itself was just as expensive as Hawaii usually is. I don't feel like my pricing was that much different for holidays, but the airfare. Mm-hmm. And I sent a honeymoon couple to Hawaii over Thanksgiving. Like, they left Thanksgiving Day. So it's still a holiday, but not Christmas. Their airfare was less than half per person what mine was.
Ooh, and you had to buy four.
And I had to buy four. So my airfare greatly cost more than the rest of my trip did for the 4 weeks.
But from, I mean, Lindsay is on the West Coast, so it's not.
Well, right. But I still think you're going to see a bump. You know, it may not be as
there is a bump. I mean, I'm near Seattle, so anything out of Seattle is a bump anyway. We've got a convenience tax, I think. any time you're talking about travel, you're not going to find that $69 deal.
Right. Yeah. Maybe like the first week of December, but yeah.
But I will say Hawaii is wonderful at Christmas time. And, you know, I mean, we even listen to Hawaiian Christmas songs here. Everybody knows Mele Kalikimaka and, you know.
No, I don't know that. Can you sing that?
No, I can't. however, it's great. I mean, Blue Christmas and all that stuff, you get all that Hawaii feel. So I guess just because it's Elvis, I guess that Hawaii is never mentioned in that song. But, and Hawaii just actually opened up, like, didn't Obama just declare, he like doubled more national parks, and Hawaii has all these national parks that are underwater. So really, you know, great time if you love water activities and want to be warm. Hawaii is the place.
And to come back, come full circle, our friends at Disney have a beautiful resort on Hawaii also.
Yes.
It'd be a great place to take kids.
Yes. And I stayed there for part of my stay at Christmas, and you can't beat it. Just make sure your travel agent makes your dinner reservations ahead of time. Because my travel agent did not. My travel agent is way too focused on other people and not on herself. And 4 days before she traveled, she went, oh, maybe we want to eat there. So, yeah.
Well, this has been a great time together. Let's go ahead and wrap up our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at https://www.facebook.com/outlanderpodcast. Or just search for Fly Away. Or email us at info@outlandertravel.com. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Lindsay, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, Laura, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel. And we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!